Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now, and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. IgnoreMyScore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Come fly with me. Let's fly. Let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Some exotic food. There's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me. Let's fly.
I'm glad you're with us this hour, because later this hour we're going to meet up with David O'Donnell, who's the executive chef at Mount Falcon, located in Foxford. But it's not really in Foxford itself. Just like Rathsalla Country House in County Wicklow, Ireland, its address is Dunlavin. But to get to Dunlavin, you'd have to leave the place, make a right turn, drive probably a mile, and you'll come to the town of Dunlavin. And just like that, wherever the little post office is for Foxford, County Mayo, Ireland, that's the post office where the mail would ultimately filter through to get to Mount Falcon Estate. It's about 5 miles south of Ballina in County Mayo, not to be confused with Killaloe Ballina, which is in County Limerick. Two different places, not far from each other, same name. You have to, if you stick the Killaloe in front, you can never go wrong and go to the wrong place. Reminds me of clients who have wandered into travel agencies or gone online and they want to go to London and they wind up with a ticket to London, Ontario instead of London, England. Or they want to go to Ontario and they wind up in California instead of Canada. You have to be a little careful. There's a wonderful story about somebody who made an egregious error on her first day working in a travel agency. And I'm going to share all that with you right after this.
Stephanie Abrams' travel shows are brought to you by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Get ready for another exciting summer as tickets are on sale now for Tanglewood, the summer home of the BSO in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts. Plan your Tanglewood summer now at bso.org or get tickets at 888-266-1200.
I used to work with somebody who was very proud. I mean, if I did this, I would never tell the story again. But she was very proud. She thought it was hysterical. I guess the clients were hysterical, but I don't think with laughter. This couple wandered in decades ago into a travel agency in New Jersey and had the misfortune of sitting down with this woman who was brand new. And they wanted to go to Barbados. And the West Indies was still often referred to in the 1980s or late 70s as the British West Indies. So when she went to look for the destination and she came up with BWI, she wrote them two tickets to go to what she thought was the British West Indies. Well, if you travel enough, you probably know about an airport whose code is BWI, but it's thousands of miles, maybe. well, probably 2,000 miles away from the British West Indies. It's Baltimore Washington International Airport. And so she sold them and wrote them and reserved them with two seats to fly from Newark Airport to BWI. And here they are, packed with bathing suits and summer frocks and tropical island flip-floppy clothes. And they get to the gate, and this plane's going to Baltimore. Or at least Baltimore Washington International Airport, from which you can either split and go one direction to Baltimore and the other to Washington. But that plane was not taking you to Barbados. Yeah. You have to be a little careful. Somewhere I have a map. It's a Xerox of a map. I have to look for it. I keep threatening to bring it in and we'll do a show about it. The title of this map is A Confusing Map. And on the map, it's got places like Paris and Boston and Londonderry and who knows all what else. And none of these places are where you expect them to be because they're, you know, in Texas or Oklahoma or I don't know where, all over the country. Names that you associate with some other place on the globe has a sister location somewhere with the same name. It's wild. But if you missed the first hour, we were talking with Alan Maloney, who's the managing partner of Mount Falcon in County Mayo, Ireland, and is just a marvelous place. And we're going to be talking with their chef coming up soon. But, you know, you have to, when you're interviewing a chef, work around the sauces and the things in the oven. And the so I'm going to share with you while we're waiting for Chef David O'Donnell to be with us some places nearby that if you can tear yourself away from Mount Falcon, you're going to want to go to. And if you're staying anywhere else in County Mayo, you're going to want to go to this place. These places. Because they're really valuable. Here's the dilemma. The dilemma is, when you check into a place like Mount Falcon or Baleek Castle, which isn't far away in County Mayo, maybe you don't want to go running around sightseeing while you're staying at that place. Unless you're staying for like 3, 4, 5 days or something. Because you want to go swim in their wonderful swimming pool. Use their spa. Go to their driving range before you go out golfing. Maybe go natural hunting falconry with the falconer on property. Do some archery. Sit in one of the lounges by the fireplace and read a book, thumb through a magazine, sit in the bar, have your meals on property, either in the bar lounge or in the restaurant, fine dining restaurant. Sit in the little snug off one of the lounges. Have high tea at the hotel. Take a walk around the grounds. Visit the garden where the chef goes and picks vegetables and condiments and whatnot that get cooked up into your meals. It's really a shame to invest however much it costs you to be a guest at a wonderful place and then get up in the morning, have breakfast, and go run all day long. Unless you're busting to play golf, in which case we understand you just need to do that. And come back in time to go to sleep and not really get to experience the place itself. So my recommendation, yeah, there's lots to see and do. You need to do it on the way to the next place you go. That's the best way. When you're staying at a great place, spend all your time at the great place, unless you're there for a week, and then you can afford to invest some days off property and then come back for dinner or whatever. But if you're only going to be a day or two, the way to get around losing the experience at this wonderful place you chose to stay at, but once you're there, you don't spend a minute other, you know, with your eyes open, you're always there sleeping, is to go to the property, enjoy the property. And the day that you're going to the next place, that's when you do all your sightseeing and shopping along the route. And then you get the best of all worlds. We're going to take a quick break and come back, and I'm going to give you a list of five things that I think you really need to do while you are in County Mayo. And then after that, we should connect with our friend, the chef. Don't leave me. It's Stephanie Abrams. Movie show travel itineraries with dots on maps. I want to do better than that and take you traveling by TV. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Join me on Sundays on my new show, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, airing coast to coast when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Plan to sit right beside me. We'll explore travel for fun, business, reunions, weddings, honeymoons, families, and sports adventures, reaching homes in Boston, New York City, Miami, Orlando, Tampa, Dallas, Houston, Nashville, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and more cities across America. Our affiliate TV stations are listed at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog. And at biztv.com. Let's take off traveling together when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. For details, visit Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled. And that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com.
The magic is happening at Yankee Candle Village in South Deerfield, Mass. One of New England's most popular attractions, the village is a unique, entertaining world of fun, fantasy, food, and fragrance for the whole family. It's also the world's largest candle shop, where kids and grown-ups can make their own candles. The village is home to the enchanting Black Forest, where it snows year-round. Santa's Workshop, where he welcomes visitors every day of the year. And the Bavarian Christmas Village, filled with sparkling holiday ornaments. In addition to over 400,000 candles, you'll find toys, gifts, and more from great names like Pandora and Vera Bradley. And with tasty treats from Yankee Candy, Fresh Fudge, and Popcornopolis, every day is a holiday. Or sit down with the family for a wonderful meal at the award-winning Chandler's Restaurant. Yankee Candle Village in South Deerfield, Mass., where families come for the candles and stay for the fun. Take the Mass Pike to I-91, exit 24.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com and click on deals and look for See New York and save 15%.
Oh, the green and red Mayo, I can see it still. It's soft and craggy boglands, it's tall majestic hills, where the ocean kisses Ireland, the waves caress its shore. Oh, the feeling it came over me, stay forevermore, forevermore.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I promise you I was going to share some places that you might want to go sightseeing to. Places you want to stop, even some places you want to shop at that aren't all that far from, and are really, you know, basing yourself in Foxford at Mount Falcon would not be a dumb thing to do. So let me give you what the five places are, and we will get to talk about each of them until the chef puts his face in the doorway, and then we're going to stop on a dime. talk with him. Every one of these is a favorite for me. One is the town or village of Kong, King Kong, but with a C, not a K, Kong. And I'm going to tell you why in a minute. The Foxford Woolen Mills, which is in Foxford and is maybe 10 minutes down the road from Mount Falcon. Cage of Fields might be up to an hour drive to get to Cage of Fields. Depends on how many times you stop along the way, too. In Kong, I should have mentioned Loch Corrib. That's the lake that Ashford Castle sits on. And that lake, Loch Corrib, starts up there in Kong and heads southward into Galway and ends at Glenlow Abbey in Bushy Park in Galway. And the Museum of Country Life in Castlebar. And Castlebar is adorable. Cute town. You know, it's one of those places, if I lived in Ireland, I would consider living in Castlebar. I mean, it's just darling. And I love the Museum of Country Life, although I have heard criticism of the place from, I guess, from people who live in Ireland, too. I don't know why they are not as impressed with it as I am. I think the place is marvelous, and it's well worth your time. And besides that, it's in a gorgeous, grassy estate, park-like setting. And there's this gorgeous building, and as you come in on the left, there is this very ornate greenhousey looking building, beautiful. And the original building was added onto for the museum, and because it is a project of the Office of Public Works of Ireland, the OPW, I don't know of any OPW attractions that have an admission fee. So generally, when you see an OPW, something to go and do and see, it's free. Free is good. So the Museum of Country Life in Castlebar, you might want to go to, if you're trying to swing through a bunch of stuff in one day, especially if you're going in the spring, like May, June, July, August, you're going to have days that are 19 hours of sunlight. Things will close late in the day, but it gives you a save the outdoorsy. You don't need a ticket. You don't have to go into a building to see stuff for during the day. You know, the outdoorsy stuff for later in the day and the indoorsy stuff for before 6 p.m. because the chances are good it's going to close at 6, no matter the fact that it's not going to get dark till midnight. So the Museum of Country Life has all kinds of stuff in it, the kinds of things people would have used in the 16, 17, 1800s. Little footies, little outfits, things they slept in, things they wore, pots and pans, beds, cradles, anything that somebody would have had in their country house in Ireland. In the Foxford Woolen Mills, it's a retail shop, and they have beautiful woolen things that you can buy and take home or have shipped home. They also have a little tour that you go through with these mannequins that tell the story of how the nuns for 125 years ran the Foxford Woolen Mills until they ran into economic problems. And when it was taken over in receivership, Joe Queenan, the guy who's the CEO there now, was put in place to be the receiver and ultimately wound up buying the place when he got it on his feet. Cage of Fields, 6,000-year-old agrarian community. And you can see where the rocks block off. Everybody had exactly the same size plot for their home, for their vegetable garden, for whatever. It's amazing. Cage of Fields, a 6,000-year-old community. What's left is the rocks and a visitor center that explains it all to you. What did I leave out? Kong. The Quiet Man Museum. The Quiet Man film was filmed there. See the film first, then go. Ah, here comes our chef. We'll take a quick commercial break, come back, and talk with David O'Donnell. We'll be right back.
It came over me to stay forevermore, forevermore.
summer, the pilgrims climbed the reek, where St. Patrick in its solitude looked down across Clew Bay, and with the ringing of his bell, called the faithful there to pray.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, Baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing. Drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10, winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10, feel the heal. Use as directed.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for
for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
Flim flam sauce with the awesome flea with shafafa on the side.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
How very glorious. If you've just joined us, we are at Mount Falcon, a place that's changed its name a dozen times. I remember it as Mount Falcon Country House, Mount Falcon Lodge, Mount Falcon House and Spa, Mount, just plain old Mount Falcon, and now I think the term of preference is Mount Falcon Estate. The thing you have to remember is Mount Falcon, County Mayo, on the west coast, the wild Atlantic Way of Ireland. What a glorious place this is. And it's the kind of place I'd like you to make some downtime in Ireland for, because one of the problems I see is that people decide to come to Mount Falcon or other places that are of the same caliber that you will find in Ireland, and then they'll spend the whole day out running around and just come back to sleep or to dine and sleep. And if you're only going to be at Mount Falcon for a day or two, you need to find time to enjoy Mount Falcon itself as a destination. So I'm hoping that you plan to stay not less than 9 or 10 days in Ireland, and that you plan to stay at least 3 days if you can. 2 in the worst case scenario. Because a one night stay at Mount Falcon does not give you the lay of the land. And so one of the features among so many here, the falconry, the driving range, the golf courses that are all nearby, the fishing on property on the River Moy, go catch yourself a salmon, and just taking a walk about the trails and whatnot, the garden here, that's not a garden for picking the prettiest flowers, it's a garden for the chef to pick vegetables and spices, condiments that they're growing themselves right here on the property. And enjoy the place. Find one of the lounge areas. I have a favorite snug. Curl up with a good book. Or just those thoughts you never get to think through without somebody interrupting you. And the food is spectacular. So whether you have light fare in the bar lounge area or fine dining in the wonderful historic dining room, which I really should call rooms, because there's one room they like to use for breakfast, but when there's enough of a crowd in the house, they use that area also for dinners. And it has such charm, it has such character and appeal. And the character with the best appeal is the executive chef, David O'Donnell, here at Mount Falcon. And I'm so happy in your crazy busy schedule that I was able to nail you down, sir.
No problem.
It's a pleasure to get to know you. Yeah. You mentioned a few places that you've worked before. Were you surprised that not only did I know of them, but I knew them? And I know the owners, the general managers, the chefs, the people that make it tick. Did that surprise you at all?
No, not really. It's
I'm very glad to hear that.
Not really. When you come to work on Mount Falcon, you work in fabulous places.
Well, yeah. The trick was not that you knew them. The trick was that I knew them.
Yeah.
Because you had come previously from Mount Juliet.
Yeah, Mount Juliet in Kilkenny.
That's a fabulous place.
Yeah, it's got
great reputation.
Yeah, great reputation for food, kitchen garden, similar to here.
Yeah, and the Ardlin in Galway. It's the Taylor Hill Taylor's Hill section.
Above Salt Hill.
Yeah.
And again, we have a kitchen garden there as well, and it's family run, and it's really nice.
That's wonderful. Yeah. The Ryan family.
The Ryan family, yeah.
John Ryan and the group.
So going over 50 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you mentioned you worked in Maine, and when I asked you where, you kind of looked at me like, ah, you won't know the place. Yeah. It's the White Barn Inn. And I yeah. said, Jonathan Cartwright.
Fabulous chef.
If you go to sabrams.com, sabrams.com, put in White Barn Inn, you'll get interviews that I've done with the folks there, including Jonathan Cartwright, that you can hear because they're archived for posterity. So we had a brief encounter. Mm-hmm. First of all, we had dinner here last night.
Yeah.
Would it be an awful thing if I pressed you for the recipe for the mushroom volonté, the mushroom soup?
No, it's easy enough to do, you know.
You think?
Yeah.
See, the only mushroom soup I know comes out of a can. You take the lid off, you put some milk in, and you stir it up, and there you are. But it's nothing like, oh, that was an experience in excellence.
Basically, it's the mushrooms that are in season, that are foraged around, you know, all that kind of stuff. It's like grey chanterelles, winter chanterelles, all that type of mushrooms.
And what do you do with them?
It's your basic soup mix. So you get your white onion, your garlic, your thyme, your bay leaf. You sweat it down.
What does that mean, you sweat it down?
You cook it without colour in butter and oil. And then what we do is we add in the wild mushrooms, and then we deglaze it with white wine. And then you add in vegetable stock, and then you cook it out. And then as you blitz it, you add cream and butter.
Oh, and that's what does it.
Yeah.
I know, you know, so far it was a nice healthy dish. And then came the cream and butter.
And then from, like, you know, other trimmings, we dehydrate the trimmings. And we create the powder for the soup as well, and then we dehydrate king oyster mushrooms. Just it's a cultivated mushroom, but you can get a good crisp from it. And stuff
it
like
was
that.
Something to remember. So, I could have made a dinner out of that and some bread. I would have been fine.
Yeah. But it's a winter soup. It's a hearty soup. It's not one for the summer.
No.
It's.
What do you like to make in the summer?
It depends.
What does it depend on? Okay.
It depends on what's like the kitchen garden. It depends. It really, about 70% of our menu comes from the garden. So this time of the year, it's like your flower sprouts, your kale, it's your okra, your Jerusalem artichokes, all that kind of those type of wintry vegetables. So your menu depends around that. So we build in that with the game season. So we'll have pheasant on the menu, or venison on the menu, or mallard duck. You know, which we get the mallard and the pheasant and all that, we get them from County Clare. There's a guy, Eamon Giblin, he has a business that's shooting all this type of stuff, the wild game. So, unfortunately, we don't get any game from the estate, but we get it from around the area. So, the whole thing about Mount Falcon is using the local produce, whether it's from the fish to the meat to the vegetables. Like, we're not 100% sufficient, but
you're close.
We're getting there. Like, we have 2 full-time gardeners, 3 polytunnels, and a couple of acres under. Like, you know.
I remember when the garden first went in. Is that many years ago?
Yeah. That was Philippe that started that, actually.
Yes, Farino.
Yeah, Philippe Farino.
A man whose name, Philippe Farino. You have to love this. His last name means wheat and water. Farine in French is wheat. O is water. Farino.
Yeah. And his slogan is French art. Irish cooking, French art, or something like that. You know.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But the thing about the restaurant here.
Can I interrupt you and tell you something? When I had, and Philippe has a fabulous reputation. He's a much older guy than you are, which would mean he would have much more experience over life period than you have had.
Yeah.
But when I had that soup last night, I hadn't met you yet. I had to seek you out.
Yeah.
I had to find you. The quality of what came out of that kitchen last night, and then I had the scallops with something else.
The watercress risotto.
And the clams.
And the clams are local. They're from Newport.
The only Newport I know is in Rhode Island.
No, Newport next to Westport.
Down the road a piece.
Yeah.
But that meal was of the quality that you would expect from a Philippe Farino kitchen. He's not there anymore for over a year now. So, I mean, bravo to you. And when I asked you earlier where you got your skills, apparently you got them through work experience.
Yeah.
What is your first, if you've just joined us, We're talking with David O'Donnell here at Mount Falcon Estate in County Mayo. And for those of you who are listening in Massachusetts, the city of Pittsfield in western Massachusetts is twinned with its sister city, Ballinagh, which is out the front door from Mount Falcon. Make a left turn for about 5 miles, and you'll be in Ballinagh. So if you're coming over to commune with the people in Ballinagh, make sure you stop at Mount Falcon. Hopefully you'll get to stay as a guest, but if that's not in the cards, stop for lunch, something in their pub, bar, lounge area, or dinner. What's your first memory of being in the kitchen, David?
I suppose the first memory of it's in the kitchen with my grandmother. You know,
how old would you have been?
I would say about 4 or 5.
And what would you have been making with her, other than a mess?
It depends. It depends on which kitchen, you know, because my grandmother in the west of Ireland was very much country cooking and all that. They had their garden outside, and it was your meat and two vegetables and all that kind of stuff. And they'd make the Irish soda bread and stuff. And then my grandmother in Cork would be more sophisticated with the cooking, with Chelsea buns and cakes. And even though it's beside the sea, nice fish dishes and stuff like that.
So. I know the kitchen is calling you, but could you spare another few minutes?
Yes.
Wonderful. David O'Donnell, chef, executive chef at Mount Falcon in County Mayo. He's going to stay with us, so you stay with us too. We'll be right back.
5 will get you 10.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre and post theater dinners, and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over 5 decades. Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Tickets are now on sale for the 2018 Tanglewood season, entitled Bernstein Centennial Summer, celebrating Lenny at Tanglewood. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the Boston Symphony Orchestra in timeless classical masterpieces. Reserve your space at Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of western Massachusetts. Tickets are now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
Stephanie Abrams here, inviting you to Northern Ireland's North Coast, where landscapes and seascapes inspire filmmakers. Walk in mythical footsteps of giant Finn McCool at Giant's Causeway. Trek across Carrickarreed Rope Bridge. Enjoy miles of sugary sand at Port Stewart Beach. And have a bite at Harry's Shack with its million-dollar panoramic beach view.
Visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Giant's Causeway.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370.
Call 800-605-5370.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more.
Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio. Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Very, very nice when you can tell the waiter or waitress who served you a wonderful meal. Please give my compliments to the chef because this was an exquisite meal. It's even better when you can track down the chef and do your own special thank yous directly. And I've managed to do that. And you can see he's quite a young fella here. Unless you sleep in pickle juice. His name is David O'Donnell, and he is the executive chef where we are here. We're actually in a boardroom, as you can see. We found a nice, quiet place to sit down and have a chat here at Mount Falcon Estate. And I'm interested in yourself. You mentioned in the last segment that you were drawn to the kitchen when you were probably about 4 years old. You had two grands, yeah. One on each side, on mother's side and father's side, grandmothers who were into cooking. Yeah. And see, I always wanted to be in the kitchen cooking. Mm-hmm. And I really, when, you know, mm-hmm. when the products are in the house,
yeah.
I can put together a wonderful meal.
Yeah.
My big problem is I have no time to go shopping. And you can't start cooking and find out you're missing key ingredients. It's a nightmare. But, you know, my mother always took, there's a Dutch expression, thank you for helping me fall in the mud.
Yeah.
You know this expression? You know, somebody tries to help you and all they do is get in your way?
Yeah.
And so my mother was always concerned that my help in the kitchen was something like the Dutch expression, I'm going to help her fall in the mud, and the kitchen's going to be a disaster area because I've managed to get the flour everywhere or, you know, drop an egg on the floor, something. Yeah. You know, get honey and make everything sticky, you know. So, did you find your grandmother's encouraging?
Yeah, it was always about if it's a case of they took the time to explain stuff to you.
Ah.
They didn't mind if you made a mess. It's
God bless them.
You know, it's they had the passion, and if they saw that you had the passion, they'd show you stuff. What to do.
So what did you learn? You mentioned one of your grands made soda bread.
Yeah. Just, and she didn't use any measurements or nothing. It was all by the eye.
Oh, that was my grandmother.
It was all by the eye, yeah.
A pinch of this, a handful of that.
Yeah, and then in the summer you'd have the rhubarb and you make rhubarb tarts and all this kind of stuff. But the pastry was made by, wasn't measurements. But it always turned out fine, you know. And then the other grandmother was all measurements and tastes and flavours, and she had her...
Okay, was the one in Cork the one with the measurements? Yeah, because you said earlier she was into kind of sophisticated cooking, which made me pair up. She was there with the teaspoons and the measuring cups.
And then she'd always have a chicken stock on. You know, if she had a roast chicken, she'd use the bones to make a stock. Everything was, the basics was always there. The flavour and the taste was always locked in at the start.
Oh wow!
And instead of trying to get it in at the end, so for me that's how I was taught. So that's what I do when I'm working in the kitchen. Everything's locked in from the start. So when you're creating a dish, you have to think beef. What does beef go? It goes with juniper. It goes with gin. It goes with this and that. You cannot just
juniper and gin
and beef. Yeah, and coffee goes with beef as well. You know, all those go with beef.
I guess they're heavier flavors.
Yeah. So if you're having, like, we have peas in the summer in the garden. Here, we do pea, lovage, they go together. So we have a soup with pea, lovage and truffle. It all goes together. You have to get the
taste.
What
is lovage?
It's a small flower that's blue, and you can get them white. And when you take it, they just grow random on bushes. Well, it's not random, but you know. But it's a summer flower.
How do you know the flowers that'll poison you?
Borage is what I'm on about. Sorry, borage.
Borage?
Yeah, borage.
How do you know the flowers that will poison you from the ones that are okay to eat?
And the gardener usually tells me, but...
You bet I got a mistake.
No, but, you know, it depends. Like, we have nasturtium flowers. We use the nasturtium leaves as garnishes. We have the fennel.
And those are the ones you can eat?
Yeah. And we have fennel down there in the garden, and we use the bulbs, we use the leaves or the fronds, but then you have the pollen. The pollen is the yellow stuff on top.
Right.
So we use that as garnish in the restaurant, or we dry it out and we use it in the winter. You know, there's a lot of ways of doing things. Like, we have the beehives down in the garden. They self-pollinate some of the flowers and different things. There's a purpose for everything.
Very cool.
But that's the head gardener. Alex is into all...
Oh, I met Alex.
Yeah, he's really good.
I haven't seen him yet on this visit, but I know Alex.
And Paul as well, the other gardener, the two of them.
Yes.
Like, for any kitchen to have gardeners as passionate as they are, and to match it up with chefs that are passionate, it's a dream. If you have one thing out of the other and it's out of sync, then your offering is not right.
Mm.
You know, so this year, we've done the planning for next year's garden. So we're going to get more use out of the garden in the winter months. So we have...
Well, you know, it's interesting you mentioned winter months, because this is actually January, people. And people are walking around in kind of light sweaters or light jackets. You can see the grass is green. I'm looking at a rhododendron bush that doesn't want to quit. It must go on for, I don't know, 50 feet. And it's probably 7 feet tall. And it has leaves and buds waiting for spring to arrive, for it to open. People look at me all the time and say, how can you go to Ireland in December, in January, in February? So by February, the tulips are coming out of the ground. By February, you're seeing hyacinths and daisies and, you know, all those spring flowers just coming up, pansies wherever you go. So when you talk about winter gardens, our winter garden at the moment is under about 4 feet of snow, you know, and the temperature is at the point where centigrade and Fahrenheit, as they go downward in temperature, they meet at 20 below.
Yeah.
20 below centigrade, or Celsius, same thing, or 20 below Fahrenheit, they're the same spot. So, you know, when you talk about, we use the word winter. I walk outside today wearing this. If I were at home, I would be bundled like a bear.
I remember when I was working in Maine.
That's right.
You come out and the snow would be up to here.
So how long were you with the White Barn in it?
I was just under the year. It was good. It was intense. Really.
Well, that's a Relais and Chateau property.
Yeah, and it was a Relais Gourmand at the time.
Yes.
And Jonathan Cartwright is a tough chef to work for, but he knew his stuff.
I was honored by being sent the very first edition that was mailed out the door was sent to me. It's a 2-book edition, this tall, black text, black fabric covering, and a black box that it sits in. And it's the two editions of Chefs at Home and Relay and Chateau Chefs of North America.
Yeah.
And Patrick O'Connell.
Of the
Little Inn. Little Inn in Little Washington,
yeah.
Virginia, was the editor of what all these chefs compiled. So I'm quite conversant with everything that has to do with Relay and Chateau properties, especially those in North America and Europe. I want to thank you for joining us today, and I'm just flying.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.